For a listener, let's dance around with Disco Real Lele Manino and Eva Zelia with Christian with lots of energy to start off this morning. And of course, happy working and always stay tuned in Voice of Indonesia.
Kita telanjang dan benar-benar bersih. Suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar. Adalah dia di atas segalanya. Oh, oh, adalah dia di atas segalanya. Asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat bahwa kita mesti berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kekalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Oh, Tuhan pasti telah memperhitungkan amal dan takkan sembunyi, hanya kepadanya kita kembali. Tak ada yang bakal bisa menjawab. Mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. Memerangi diri, bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar ia tersenyum.
yang terjadi dalam hidupmu. Tak selalu mudah itu berjalan, mengikuti keinginanmu. Jangan putus pada hulu, karena pelaut hebat tak pernah lahir di laut yang terang. Hai kawan, serta kau berjuang. Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit, bangkit bangun kembali. Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit kembali. Semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit, bangkit selalu kembali. Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit kembali.
Salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sadarkanlah lamu dan ceritakan tentang apapun aku mendengarkan. Jangan pernah kau merasa sendiri. Tengoklah aku yang tak pernah pergi. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadang kala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa guna di atas ibu, percayalah segala sesuatu yang penting bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kau berkata dunia sedang teramat. Ya, bukan berarti kau mesti berubah jadi seseorang yang tak kau ingin, yang menatapmu asing dari cermin. Oh, bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa guna di atas ibu, percayalah segala sesuatu bisa diringankan dengan peluk.
Listener, all Indonesian to receive the free mental health screening starting this February. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin announced that all Indonesian will have access to free mental health screening set to begin this February. The minister revealed that the government has prepared 10,000 community health centers and 15,000 clinics across Indonesia to facilitate these free mental health screenings. This program is projected to be the largest government initiative ever undertaken, surpassing the previous free COVID-19 vaccination program that reached around 200 million people. And the government is currently highlighting the increasing prevalence of mental health issues in Indonesia, particularly among children and adolescents.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slamarajansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Harta yang paling berharga. You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin aku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah namanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah rasanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Terasa bahagia. Berbeda, oh, ketaran itu masih ada. Aku dekati dirinya, ku tetap wajahnya. Oh, dia tetap mempesona. Tidak ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa,
this is what love feels, just like how I feel for you, our listener of Voice of Indonesia. And of course, love comes in different ways and different paths, and maybe different lifetime. It's so poetic, I can't even stand it. So, boy listener, what I can stand is that I'm sure that you can always listen to us in our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and of course, our application in RRI Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, let's continue listening to Soundwave Inika Cinta.
One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Masa-masa berdua bersamamu saat itu, canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu.
Aku cinta kamu,
tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja. Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Ada masalah yang pernah kita hadapi di hidup ini. Jangan ragu, kau dan aku pasti bisa lewati, lewati. Percayalah, aku akan selalu bersamamu. Karena itu sebuah janjiku padamu. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Tidak kamu
tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita.
Aku jangan salah tingkah. Tak bidakanmu,
bidakanmu.
Kamu tetap yang terindah.
Nyangku itu, yaitu cuci.
Only from old stories, nyangku is washing creases and sores, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Kong has been used as a natural conservation area. That according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. In the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, for welfare. For peace and prosperity of his people and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dam. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture currently does not bring good impact for local farmers. Although there is situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, kayak bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Dede also has a trick. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? We check. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue funds. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kembali juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah, sarare we di lemur gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I'm very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, bagi itu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
member of Autonomous Region of Ciamis District, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potential, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis District, as stated by Ciamis Head of Culture and Tourism Office, Agustiani.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
To regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements such as told by Panjalu Village Head Paris.
Saya kan diundang sama disebut Pak.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority. So please do understand, if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
Of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Harmansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and traditions, God only knows.
Nyangku itu. Ya, itu
only from old stories, Nyangku is washing.
Here's Newsline, first the headline. HMI celebrates the 8th anniversary, emphasizing commitment to national development. Minister of Villages encourages Governor-elect Ahmad Lutfi to utilize BUMDs to combat poverty. And now the news in details. The first news, February 5th, 2025. The Islamic Student Association marks its 78th anniversary, reflecting on its foundational goal of nurturing academically proficient, innovative, and service-oriented individuals guided by Islamic principles. As outlined in its status, the decade, HMI has produced numerous alumni who have significantly contributed across various strategic sectors, including government, private enterprises, and non-governmental organizations. The organization continues to focus on developing leaders equipped with critical thinking, innovation, and social responsibility to achieve a just and prosperous society. Moving on to the second news. Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, has called upon regional leaders, particularly Central Java Governor-elect Ahmad Lutfi, to leverage village-owned enterprises in efforts to alleviate rural poverty. He emphasized that BUMDs in Central Java have become the backbone of village economies and can play a pivotal role in empowering communities and increasing household incomes. He also highlighted the potential of BUMDs to attract external investment by offering profitable business opportunities in villages. And that was Newsline.